I'm here with Sir John Jones at New Heads 2012. First of all, Sir John, thank you for joining us and taking time out to answer our questions. I'd like to start by asking about your own experience of early headship and what was your first headship like?
Well, interestingly, when I thought about this, very little that I did as a deputy head teacher actually prepared me for headship. I think we have this strange situation in education where you get promoted when you're good at something else. But it was really a threshold adventure. It was like stepping out into the unknown. And what really worried me at the time was things like buildings, boilers, budgets and buses. But then I very quickly realised, because I took some great inspiration from amazing staff particularly, who supported me through those early days, that one of them actually said to me that being a leader is 80% relationships and 20% relationships. He said the rest is fluff. And that really helped me, because I thought I had to wear the mantle of expertise and basically pretend that I knew everything, when in fact I knew very little. But I quickly realised that wearing L plates was a great quality and I should really let them show. And I learned as well very early on to beat what I call the tyranny of perfection, that no such thing as perfection exists, that I call it now the law of imperfect. No plan I ever put together worked, in fact. It was always some different outcome down the line. And I also stopped worshipping at the altar of busyness, thinking that by being busy in my office, I was transforming a school. And also, I didn't allow what I call readiness or the paralysis of analysis to get in the way. I suppose I mean, just get stuck in. I also learned to switch off. You know, nobody on their deathbed ever said I should have spent more time at work. So I did quickly learn to switch off from school. And most of all, I realised that I had to have a moral purpose. I had to be driven by my values. And I had to understand, really, why I got out of bed every morning and came through that school gate every day.
Thank you. That's really good advice for those who are starting out in the role today. Sir John, who inspired you as a leader?
Well, I think I've already said that I took inspiration from many staff, but also, you know, many students. You know, the thing I miss most about being out of school is that a student can save your day or save your week or save your month with things that they say to you. But I learned to measure, I suppose, the positive impact of what I did by listening to the positive staff and also not worrying too much about the naysayers. You know, I realised that there weren't enough years in my life to turn some people around. So I learned very quickly to consult with the good staff, if you like. But many people have inspired me. The humility of Mother Teresa, the people skills of Bill Clinton, the ability to succeed against the odds of David Moyes, the manager of my favourite football team. You know, the courage of Rosa Parks and the passion of Martin Luther King. I suppose the ability to rise above the cynicism of politics that Estelle Morris was, and the humanity of Barack Obama. And I suppose also the relentless pursuit of excellence of Steve Jobs. But also my granddad. He taught me how to believe in myself.
That's excellent.